All right, so I do the introductions horribly, so I'm just going to skip that. Once we get in, I'll let you guys play a song, and then we'll do like an around the room and introduce everybody. So awesome. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's go. Well, what's the first song called?
Bones.
Bones.
Light. We kind of go back and forth between the two, but this is it.
All right.
We're going to make some noise for you.
All right, thank you.
Kind of like that light inside your bones. Thank you. think I found mine. What do your dreams mean to you? Was Bones.
89.3. And that is the Funk Factory. They're coming up. They came up here from Toledo. And how about we go around the room? Stephanie here on vocals, right?
Hello.
And then Jason here on guitar. Let's see if I can remember these names right. VJ here on bass. Is it Alex on drums?
JT.
That's Justin.
Justin what is on drums. And Alex is behind me here, yep. Right? All right, cool. So how long have you guys been together?
Almost 2 years now, yeah. Right?
About a year and a half, going on 2 years now, yeah.
How'd you guys, like, get together? Did you just kind of, were you in, like, different projects and came together, or how did that work out?
Well, I started up a band called The Groove Protocol a couple of years ago. And it kind of snowballed into what it is today. About a year and a half ago, we switched to the Funk Factory, brought VJ on board, and it's been on the up and up ever since.
All right, so how now that last song that you guys just played, was it Bones?
It's called In Your Bones, and we segued like into another song called Light.
Did you guys, is that like an original song? Did you guys write that?
Yeah, those are both originals.
Now, how does the process like that work for you guys? Does someone, just one person, come to the table with that, or was it kind of like a group effort that introduced different things into what it became now?
We have a few different ways of writing songs. Some of us will write songs, lyrics, and the whole gambit, and then come to the group with the finished product.
An idea.
Other times we'll have an idea and just jam on it at practice, and it'll morph into a full song.
A lot of it comes out of like improv jams at practice, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, just they evolve into something that...
Yep. I mean, one of these songs we have started as a one-chord song that was played in, like, my back bedroom years ago and has evolved now into, like, a multi-part song. And we'll play that one later. That one's called Froov.
How about we get into another song since we're speaking of music? So what's the next track you got for us?
We like to call this one Smile.
All right, let's hear it.
You know that thing that's, like, opposite of frowning?
The opposite of what's usually on my face.
No. You got a good smile.
Yeah. start to see the light.
WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. That song was called Smile, right?
Yeah.
In Studio J with us is the Funk Factory, the coming up here from Toledo. And now, what are some of your guys' influences? Because I'm hearing so many different things. Like, what sort of influence has gotten into that song?
We're definitely kind of all over the place as far as influences go. I'd say, you know, that song's really riding on this summer. We've had a very, like, Grateful Dead, you know, 70s rock, really flowy type vibe, and I think that really fits into that spectrum. So, I mean, you know, just classic rock in general, but we're really big on the Dead.
All of the above.
I think there's a Dead sticker on everything in here, right? While I'm looking at everything, I'm noticing your pedal board here. What is that made out of? Was that like a former cabinet or something, cabinet door?
You know, honestly, I got it in a trade, so I have no idea. I believe it's just a piece of wood that he just kind of colored nicely, put some Velcro on, and I love it.
It's dirty.
You say a trade now. What do you trade for something like that? Am I allowed to ask that, or I'm afraid to ask that?
No comment.
High fives.
High fives. High fives and hugs. Right. All right. So, do you guys want to play another song?
Of course we do.
All right. What do we got next?
Karma?
Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride?
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy the ride. This is an original we call Enjoy the Ride.
This one is a heavy influence by the Dead.
Yeah, the name kind of speaks for itself. Sometimes you really don't know where life takes you, right? So you just got to kind of like buckle up and hold on and just like have fun, right? come with me, darling. I'll treat you right. I love you, darling. You give me high. Our ship is waiting. Come take my hand. We're going to sailing. Gonna leave this land, yeah. Just enjoy the ride. Let's take a ride. We'll drive forever. We'll never die. Come be my baby, just for a while. He makes me happy when I see you smile. Yeah, just enjoy the ride. Anything to say, but you say it anyway, because you know there's something you want to say, so you say it. Say what you want to say, for it's something that you have to say. Thank you. It's getting late now, no need to debate now. Say what you wanna say. Don't hold it inside now, cause you're gonna cry now. I'm here for you, come what may. Say what you wanna say. 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 Don't be shy now, there's no need to cry now. I listen to you all day. It's not so dark out, we need it morning. Ooh, all day. Say what you wanna say. 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 So dark out with that moon and the star out. Say what you wanna say. Say what you wanna say.
Love you.
hide from your love. It finds me hiding cause there's nowhere to run, girl. I'm always wondering what you're thinking of. I play your games, but I'm having too much fun.
I can never tell how you feel inside. I told you no, but baby, I lied to you.
And we sitting around wasting my time. My heart is opening now.
He's got to sneak by us real quick, so let's clear somewhat of a path as much as we can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. It's been a crazy day today.
Sorry.
All right, so let's see. What was the name of that song?
Ready to Love.
Ready to Love, all right.
Say what you want to say into Ready to Love.
So that was three songs. That was Just Enjoy the Ride into Say What You Want to Say into Ready to Love.
Oops.
We like kind of just going at the flow and going, you know, segueing into different songs and whatnot.
No, man, that's what I love. That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted you guys to do when you came in. So you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Where's a good place like people can find your music, like on Spotify, Bandcamp? What do you got?
We are not on Spotify quite yet, but we're hoping, you know, if this turns out well, maybe this will end up on there. If not, we are definitely going in December to record a full-length album. But in the meantime, we're on YouTube, Facebook, Bandcamp. Bandcamp, I've been uploading all of our shows,
yeah,
so all of our live shows,
all
of our festival sets are on there, and that's what I really recommend. The last one, Ohio Dream Fest, especially.
Now, how often how long have you guys been playing festivals? Has it been like this past year? Or you guys been together? How many did you say? 3-4 years?
I mean, I've had like the bones of the band rolling for a while. You know, it wasn't this lineup necessarily. It's been a couple, like 4 summers, I'd say, playing festivals. But this year, we really played a lot more and a couple really good ones.
Yeah, the festival scene is really growing. So, how long have you been playing guitar? I should start with that, and we'll go around the room. Cause you guys have been are phenomenal. So, like, how long have you been playing guitar? That's a very nice guitar you got there, by the way.
First off, thank you very much. I'd say I've been playing, you know, for a little over 10 years. I picked the guitar up in high school, but didn't like when they told me that I wouldn't sound like Jimi Hendrix, so I kind of threw a fit and put it away. And then just out of high school, I discovered jam bands via local Toledo band Boogie Matrix, and that made me pick my guitar back up and start learning it. And I taught myself through YouTube mostly, and then just jamming with people. So, I mean, I'd say about 10 years solid, you know, playing every day if possible. There was a couple years where I tried to play an hour a day. I really believe that's the way to master anything. You have to put at least an hour a day into practicing it. And that's how I got better, by leaps and bounds. And then, yeah, as far as the guitar goes, kind of got lucky. I went up to my brother, got married up in upstate New York. The family that he married into does, like, home renovation. And they ended up getting this just from, you know, someone's house they worked on. They didn't even know what they had. And I opened up the case and saw a mid-70s Fender Strat and pretty much started crying. And I wanted to get it last summer, but I decided not to. But then this summer, I went up there, and I couldn't pass up on it. So, yeah, I love her. She's awesome.
All right, so what about Justin over here? How long have you been playing drums?
What up, guys? Man, I've been playing drums for at least a good majority of my life, going probably over 20 years now. So ever since I was a little kid, I just had an infatuation with music and how it made you feel when you got to play it, especially with, like, others, too. You know.
Did you have a musical family? I mean, Jason did, too.
I have a pretty artsy family, you know what I mean? Like, we're all involved with some form of art, whether it's dance or painting or just whatever. And for some reason, I just took to, I think out of all the arts, I think I just took to music was just kind of, like, my favorite. It's like, you know, you're painting, but with sounds, you know, with friends that, you know, are doing the same thing, and you're all in the same room, just...
Just one big painting.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, VJ?
What's up, guys? I've been playing music for since I was 11, so like 16 years. But then I just picked up the bass probably my senior year of high school, and that was when I really started practicing more because I think I just found the instrument that I was able to express myself the best on. So it was like the first time I got like positive reinforcement for practicing, so I practiced more, and I got to move out of my parents' house so I could practice all the time, which is also nice. But yeah, just been playing for like 10 years now, and I think I'm finally starting to understand what I'm doing a little bit. So just 10 years, you just gotta do it for 10 years and then you'll start to feel somewhat competent. So
I've been in radio almost 10 years and I have to completely agree with that statement. What about Alex, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting the name slowly.
I've been playing since 2005. I started teaching myself piano and fell in love with the instrument and decided after 4 years of playing it and that I wanted to go to college for it. And I went for like a year and a half at Kent State and wanted to be a piano performance major and a composition major. But, you know, after a year and a half, I realized that teaching music probably wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. I just wanted to make it. So, you know, I left that and been on my own since. And until I met our guitarist here, he asked me to join the band and they needed a keyboardist. And, you know, this is the first band I played in, and it's been, you know, quite a roller coaster ride.
Now, at what point did you add the second keyboard?
Oh, man, hey, that was his doing, too.
Really? That wasn't until, like, a recent thing, the past couple of years?
This year, beginning of the year, or was it? No, yeah, it was the beginning of this year. We got lucky and found a Fender Rhodes and a Hohner D6.
Yeah, it's hard to find vintage keyboards, especially in, like, decent condition.
We like all the sounds.
Yeah, they both needed some work, but we're obsessed with those vintage sounds. I mean, I think we really have, like, a 70s vibe.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice to be able to use those analog instruments when they work. The Rhodes, unfortunately, needs a little bit of work right now, or that would be here.
Because
that thing sounds incredible.
That's my instrument of choice, really. That's...
Yeah, VJ actually rigged up this Hohner D6 clav with a new power supply because the old one was just a mess.
He's our handyman.
Yes. Yes, we are lucky to have him.
Is that something you do on the side, too? Is it kind of like you fix and repair?
I guess. I do. I mostly break stuff, but I try to repair stuff. And hopefully we'll make more money, so if you know my number or someone just somehow contact me and I'll try and fix your stuff.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about that. So what's this next song that we're going to get into here? Oh, I'm sorry, Stephanie.
Sorry. That's okay. I started in the shower singing anyway.
You have a very lovely voice, by the way.
No, honestly, I remember my sisters making fun of me for singing opera in the shower. There's just like a really good echo.
Singing
you get
opera.
In there. Yeah, not that great at it, but a really good echo in the shower, if anyone needs to know that. But no, honestly, I just love being around people that like to create and like to love and like to be kind to each other. And I don't know, it's just something that's really, really fun for me. And if you feel it, you feel it. If you don't, you don't. But
now, did you find them or did they find you?
A little bit of both. Maybe in
the
astral
first
plans.
Time I ever saw Steph sing, I knew she would eventually be in a band with me. Like, I fell in love right away with that voice and just her presence. Like, because she's just so natural on stage. I feel like some people up there are like trying to put on an act, but she's just so genuine that you just can't help but like fall in love with it.
No, they're so nice to me, aren't they?
Oh, and like I feel so bad that we have such a small space for everybody here, because I know you're just itching
like
to get
it.
Up and dance. And
I'm used to singing in the shower, so I like it. I like.
Do you
I
dance
like
as much in the shower too as
you?
You
know it.
In the
I mean, yeah. Put a little soap
unsafe,
on the floor.
Yeah,
you get a good twirl. You know.
All right. So what's the next song that we're gonna get into here?
This is called "Free Alice."
Free Alice. I think this is. I have this one. I've been playing it a little bit on my show, but it'd be great to hear like
it. Wow, that means a lot.
One.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself down a rabbit hole? Everywhere you look, the moon and the sun is shining. We trip away, you're looking down that rabbit hole. That's only moon gonna shine. We trip away, you're looking down that rabbit hole. Rabbit hole, that sunny moon gonna shine. Whichever way you're looking down that rabbit hole, that sunny moon gonna shine. Looking down.
89.
Thank you.
89.3 WHFR.FM, the only station that is making waves. This is the Funk Factory. They're live in Studio J, and that song was Free Alice. Now, who? Okay. One more question, and then can you guys finish out with maybe like seven minute song? Cool. All right. Fuck, what was I going to say?
7 1-minute songs.
Right. Yeah, you could do that too.
It feels good to be on the bandwaves of Michigan, though.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming up here. You guys got to come up here at sometime. I got a few coals in the fire to get like a venue going, so I got to get you guys up here to play
just
somewhere up there.
We are down to party.
You played in Kalamazoo, wasn't it? Did it? No, this your first time up and playing in Michigan, or?
Yeah,
I believe it is. Actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We played Ann Arbor as the Groove Protocol back in the day, but that's been a couple of years now.
That was at the club above, I believe.
Yeah, that's still around.
Yeah. Cool venue.
Yeah, they still bring in a lot of cool people.
Sweet lights.
All right, so the band is the Funk Factory. You can find their music on Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Yeah, SoundCloud, and you know all those underground type of stuff. What is this last song here?
This one's called Karma.
Karma. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming, and I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it. bag. And what you're searching for is already there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. All right, I think we're good to go.
Wow, thank you so much.
I think we're good to go here.
So different.
Wow. All right, cool. Cool, cool.